Si vais terminando, por favor. Lo siento, pero... Egunon, egunon eta...
Good morning, welcome. It's an honor for the San Sebastian Festival to present this press conference given by the North American actress Sigourney Weaver, who, as you know, will receive this morning the Donostia Award. Sigourney Weaver is also presenting in this visit to San Sebastian. Then, by the way, it's not the first time that she's come to San Sebastian. A Monster Calls is the film that she's with. She comes to see me, directed by Jose Antonio Bayona. The rest of the cast and crew will come in about 20 minutes, but first of all, we wanted her to... You can ask her the thousands of questions you want to ask her as regards to her long and very fantastic professional career. Without further ado, let's commence with the press conference and questions. Espera un momento.
Should I put these on? Here goes my hair.
Ms. Weaver, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Volume? Can you hear me? Well, there's a volume control there. Just push it up. Can you hear me now? On the side there. Hey, there you go. Can you hear me now? Now, 1, 2. 1, 2. Channel three. Now? Un poco más alto, yes. Oop, there you go. Okay. I'm glad you can hear me. Yes, just touch that volume and away you go. I imagine that's the one. Yes, that's the one. Is that better? I'm over here. Hi.
Thank you. Now.
Gracias. Ahora podemos empezar. Javier Suarez from Itatio Spelacro.
For all your career, but I want to make you a question about the directors that you have been working for. I would like to know the deals in common, that maybe if you think about David Fincher many years ago, or not too many, a few years ago, with Salim Tris, and Juan Antonio Bayona, a young director. What do you think common, or what do you think about both of those directors? And congratulations.
Interesting question. I've been very fortunate to work with such extraordinary directors, including David Fincher. I must tell you that I think Hota is, right up there with Fincher. I don't listen, Hota, because I don't want him to get conceited. But he's extraordinary, and to me, he's his own director. I wouldn't think of comparing him to others, because to me, his talent is very unique. In a way, I feel it's very Spanish. It's filled with a lot of passion and confidence and honesty. I feel the connection he makes to material is very instinctive. Fincher is brilliant. To me, his approach is more intellectual. And Hota is sort of like this volcano of ideas, and amazing to me in such a young man to find such confidence. And that's very reassuring to a cast when they're having to deal with, there you are, such challenging material that you have to present to the audience in a very deeply honest and sincere way. So he was definitely the captain of our ship, and we felt in very good hands.
Hola, buenos días.
Hi, good morning. Congratulations. I would like to ask you, and also talking about directors, if you look back, well, you've worked with Ridley Scott, Peter Weir, James Cameron, Woody Allen. What do you think of having worked with directors that are so magnificent and already form part of the history of filmmaking? So what do you think of that Yes, yes. What do you think of that? Can you hear me? Yes? Have you turned it off? Can you hear me? Hi. Yes. What do you think of having worked with directors such as Woody? Oh, you can't hear me? No me oye. No me oye. No me oye. Now, can you hear me?
Now?
Yes, good. He asked. I know what the question is about. He said that you've worked with directors such as Woody Allen, James Cameron, and a lot of directors over your career. What does it feel like to have worked with directors that are now part of history, a part of the history of filmmaking? What does it feel like for you?
I look back on my career. I've worked with so many extraordinary directors. You left out Ang Lee, who I would include. But I don't know how I got so lucky. I learned so much, especially in the beginning, you know, from Ridley and from Peter Weir, especially. Peter Weir helped me understand, in a way, how to surrender to the chaos of film, because I was from the theater. And I guess to me, it was always to me about the story, but second, and really just as important in film, was to work with a director who had a very strong vision and who was a fighter and could make that vision come to pass, because all kinds of things can happen on a film that can try to undo your work. It's just the way the business is, and you have to have a very strong director who will get you through that. So I feel very, very fortunate, and to have this opportunity to work with Hota now that I know a little bit more, I just feel very, very lucky. So I hope that answers your question.
Hola, buenos días.
Hi, good morning. Congratulations for this Donosti Award. The first question out of two that I'm going to ask you, could you share your memories of the first time that you came to San Sebastian with, I think it was Alien, and then you've represented a very strong women characters in cinema, and you've maintained yourself at that level over time. I'd like to know, what feeling do you have of having represented strong women, the power of women, shall we say, that you portray, of which we women feel proud of, by the way?
Well, I'm glad someone else besides me remembers that I came here with Alien in 1979, so many, you know, before all of you were born. So, you know, it has always occupied a special place in my heart. Because it was a very prestigious festival, and yet they took our little science fiction movie. I'm going to really talk more about that and when I get the award tonight, so I'm going to give it up. But I do remember it very vividly, because in the old days, of course, you had all the Basque soldiers with their swords, and it made a lasting impression on me. I still don't know what the leak meant. You know, in the old days, you were given a leak. Does anyone know what that means? No? Anyway, I'm hoping I'll get a leak later. But anyway, and so strong women, you know, I think women, as women know, we are strong. And we are the glue that holds the world together. And it's very exciting in our country now, the U.S., in spite of ups and downs, I feel like we're finally going to have a woman president. It's way overdue. But I think that that a lot of the progress we've made is now coming to fruition, and we have women in all, you know, walks of life, and in the armed services, and many, many different kinds of jobs. And we had two amazing women producers on this film, Belén and Sandra Hermidos and Belén Atienza, who, you know, were right on either side of Hota making this movie happen. And so I really believe all I've ever tried to do actually is present women, each particular character, as who she is. And to me, you know, to me, it's not ever a woman who you know, they may have moments of despair and vulnerability, but they don't sort of, you know, just sit down and wait for the man to take over, because that's not how it all happens in real life. So I've been very fortunate that I've worked with a lot of male directors who believe very much in how powerful women are, and so I've had the advantage of that, which I think is key.
Next question, please.
Congratulations on an award which is, like you say about the woman president, overdue. I'm here. Hello.
Yes.
I have two questions. One is, we see you in Ron Howard's film about the Beatles in the 60s. You are 14 years old watching the Beatles in Los Angeles. What advice would you give to that 14-year-old girl if you could give her advice? And number two, what's happening with the Neil Blomkamp alien film?
Okay, where are you again?
I'm here, hello.
Oh, there you are, okay. Well, first of all, I'm 11 in that film. Even though I'm 8 feet tall, I'm only 11. It was a big night for me, and as I think I say in the movie, which I haven't seen, I was surrounded by all these. I went by myself because I had to go, and I was surrounded by all these weeping women, like the Trojan women, and I was so excited. Every now and then I'd scream just to be part of it all, but it was a great night. And you know, what can you possibly say to someone at 11? They have it all, you know. They're at the Beatles concert. That's sort of my favorite age. 11, I think, is the perfect age. Neil's alien, well, we had to postpone. He has Gone World to do, and I have various things going on. I hope we do get to do it. You know, it's one of those things where we would have loved to do it this past year. But I think Ridley Scott didn't want the movies all to come out at the same time. I think that's very smart. So I think there's enough room, I hope, for us all to get our alien movies made. And I look forward to working with Neil again.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to know, hours before receiving the award, what do you believe that when you started to take your first steps as an actress, how does it feel now to receive this award after so many years?
Well, I'm kind of shocked. I'm thrilled. First of all, I love working in Spain. I feel that Spain has a very special relationship with movies. You know, here one can tell that movies are considered a very artistic art form. It's not just for commerce. And so when one works in Spain, one really has a very unique feeling. You know, you feel the crew, you know, have all read the script, and everyone is very committed, and you feel a lot of energy coming from the crew, and you feel like you're part of something very special when you work in Spain. I've worked here several times. So frankly, between, you know, coming here as my first film festival in 1979 and having worked here a few times since, this award means so much to me, because I feel it comes from the wonderful Spanish artists that I have worked with, and from a country who takes film so seriously and has made so many wonderful films. So I'm deeply honored by it. I feel it, you know, it will be very encouraging for me as I continue.
Congrats, Sigourney, for your Donostia Award.
Apart on certain exceptions, like Meryl Streep, I'm not too sure that it's what's my personal impression, but it's very difficult to see actresses at a certain age with a lot of years of experience playing very important roles in films. I'm not too sure whether you believe that script writers in the current film industry, it's much more difficult for them to write very powerful roles for actresses your age, and perhaps it's much easier for men because we see a lot of men on the screen when they're 60 or 70 years of age, for example. I don't know what opinion you have of this, that there are not too many roles vis-a-vis women at your age playing the leading role.
Well, I have to disagree. I don't think I've ever had more work. I think that men have more roles, but I don't think they have better roles. I don't sit around envying Russell Crowe his roles, and I think he's a brilliant actor. I feel like, you know, being a student of literature, great stories have great women's parts. I think that probably, to disagree with you a little bit more, in fact, I feel that there was a period when, you know, I would say that especially in comedy, there was a temptation for writers to write sort of grotesque sort of women relatives and things like that, all of which I avoided. But actually, I feel that now, because our landscape has changed and women are in the world playing, you know, in real life, CEOs and politicians and, you know, the head of the International Monetary Fund and all these things, women are in our lives in a very high-profile way, and I feel that's very much reflected in movies. I'm often asked to play movies that traditionally would always have gone to a man, but now will go to me, because that's the way our world has changed. So I think it's a very good time for women, so I respectfully disagree.
Enhorabuena.
Congratulations for the award, Sigourney. I would like to ask the following. Apart from being a reference, a female reference in the history of cinema, I grew up with Alien and Gorillas in the Mist. I've always asked whether you were aware of the example to follow, that you were a woman who was very activist vis-a-vis nature, but also a reference of beauty in films, in Mad Max, for I think it was a lot has been spoken that the origin of the true, real, beautiful women in cinema is you. So therefore, what do you feel about that? You're the reference.
I can always tell in Spain, because the men are so courtly about the things they say to you. This is the first time I've heard that I am the reference for beauty, but I'm sure you ask that of all the actresses who come here. I think that I don't quite know what to say. It's interesting now for me to look over my career and see all the different kinds of women I was able to play. I always wanted to be a theater actor and work in repertory and, you know, play in comedy and tragedy and big parts and small parts. And I'm gratified that, you know, I have been able to do that secretly with my own career. I never really cared about the size of the part. I only always cared about the story. And I think as far as beauty goes, I was very lucky to have wonderful cinematographers who took care of us. And I'm very grateful for that. So.
Bonjour. Une question pour la télévision française.
Yes.
Ici.
Where?
En français.
Oh, right in front of me, sorry.
En français, s'il vous
plaît. I'm sorry, there's no French.
Okay, I can try, but...
Court.
Yeah.
Le prix Donostia, est-ce que c'est une consécration pour vous? Et est-ce que ça représente aussi un lien fort pour le festival?
I'm not sure. I mean, I understand the words, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
What
the Donostia Award, is it a consecration for you? And is it a strong link with the festival? Because you were here with Alien and now tonight.
And a consecration would be, is it a sacred thing for me? Is that what you mean?
Is it a consecration?
How? Do I take it seriously? Yes. I hope that's what you're asking. I consider it a great acknowledgement of you know, of my busy career, and I'm very grateful for it. I'm very lifted up by it. The other question was?
And is it a strong link oh, yeah. with the festival, because you were here with Alien?
Yes, I think it is a strong link. It was such a fantastic thing to come here. I brought my parents. I brought our very charming producer, David Giler, who spoke beautiful Spanish. And, you know, in those days, we were in the old theater. Is it the Victoria Eugenia? Well, it was a gorgeous, grand old lady of a theater. I think your new one is beautiful, but she was something. Very theatrical. And it was very exciting for me. And so it's very meaningful for me to come back, you know, a couple of years later and receive this award. So.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Weaver. We're going to call the rest okay. of the crew. Vamos a presentar al resto
de- okay, we're going to receive the rest of the crew of Monster Calls.